Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Household Express, a program dedicated to all your homemaking needs. And I'm your host, Sister Mara, and Auntie Khadija Ibrahim and myself will be in your company up to 11 a.m. this morning. Assalamu alaikum, Auntie Khadija, and welcome back.
Wa alaikum.
Lovely to have you in the studio again.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi. It's good to be back again on air. Jazakallah to everybody.
Well, a bumper-packed program coming your way this lovely morning. Here's what you can expect. Your week commence with a lovely inspiration. Thereafter, alternative uses for rice. And then there's also a slight adjustment in today's program. We're going to actually be having a lengthy cooking segment. And the reason being that Auntie Khadija and myself has been inundated with the sisters calling in and asking us to actually give them a step-by-step guide on how to marinate and how to set your biryani. So that's what we're going to be sharing with you today is, it's all about biryani. It's a step-by-step guide on how to marinate and set and steam your biryani. And we're also going to be sharing with you some lovely recipes compiled by Auntie Khadija. We have a chicken and a fish biryani recipe and an easy gerdo recipe. So you can keep your pens and papers ready to jot down these lovely recipes and also to share, you know, to take down all those hints and tips that we're going to be sharing with you, a step-by-step guide as well. And well, today we won't be able to take any callers, but we will take your messages on SMS and WhatsApp. It's 082-565-8648 or tweet at Amara Radio Islam, or even you can follow me on Instagram at Amara_Mullah. And the question we're asking you today is, what are your biryani cooking styles? Now everybody has different ways and different styles of cooking biryani, so what are your biryani cooking styles? And that's the question we're asking you today. In the meantime, let's begin with a lovely inspiration. If you feel down, always remember that for as long as your heart is still beating, you still have a purpose in this life. Every day may not be good, but there is something good in every day. We may have a bad day, but there is something good in every day, and you do know. And do you know what's that? It is waking up and still having the chance to live. Each good morning we are born again. What we do today is what matters most. It is because every day is a new chance to correct our mistakes, and every day is a new beginning. Let your heart reach out to others. Make every day as a chance to serve others and give others happiness and joy. What you give is what you will receive, and sometimes what we receive is more than what we give. Alternative uses for rice, and I thought it would be ideal to share with you the alternative uses for rice, since seeing we actually doing the whole biryani thing today. Now, rice is a staple, readily available food eaten the world over. Indeed, there aren't many kitchen cupboards that don't house a couple of bags of this extremely useful basic food. Now, another alternative use for rice is to soothe your muscles. If you have some aches and pains from a hard day on your feet, or even a more serious muscle strain, then harness the power of rice to ease your discomfort. Simply fill a clean sock with rice, while being careful to leave enough room for the rice to move around and contort your body shape. Tie the end of the sock with string, microwave it for 1 minute. And if you need more heat, you can always just pop it into the microwave as well. And your hot compress is ready. And this works so well because rice is great at maintaining temperature. Another use for rice is clean glass bottles and vases. This is a really simple trick that a lot of people don't think about, despite it solving a problem that affects most of us. Bottles and vases with narrow openings can be such a pain to clean. How do you get a cloth scrubber or your hand inside to scrub away crime? Well, rice might well be the solution you have been looking for. Pour a handful of dry rice into the vase or bottle and swirl it around in slightly soapy water for a few minutes. That will remove the muck and grime, so you simply can pour it out. Then save wet electronics. Not only does rice retain heat really well, it is also great at absorbing moisture. So if your phone, tablet or other small electronic device gets a bit wet, don't panic yet. Remove the battery if possible, and then place all wet pieces of the device in a bowl of rice and leave it overnight. As long as the accident wasn't catastrophic, you should save your precious electronic piece. Then also another tip on rice, check if oil is hot enough. If you want to check whether your oil is hot enough before you use it for frying, then just drop a few grains of rice into it. If the rice pops up to the surface and starts to cook, then you can be sure that your oil is good to go. This is actually a much more reliable gauge than a deep fryer thermometer. Then to ripen fruit quickly, have you bought some fruit that's taking its time to ripen, but you want to eat it today, speed up ripening time by popping the fruit in a container with a few handfuls of rice. This trick can work wonders very quickly, so be sure to check the container regularly to ensure the fruit doesn't over-ripen. Well, that was some tips on alternative uses for rice. Let's go for another quick short break. When we come back, it's all about biryani. We're going to be sharing with you the recipes first. So if I'm going to get your pens and papers ready to jot down these lovely recipes, we're sharing the recipes first, and then we're going to take you through a step-by-step guide on how to marinate and set and steam your biryani. Stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back to the Household Express on Radio Islam International. Now we go on to the cooking segment, and earlier on I said we're actually doing with you, sharing with you a step-by-step guide on how to marinate, set and steam your biryani. Now people of all ages never forget to call out biryani when they are naming their five favorite foods. Now let's dig down to the history of biryani. Biryani is an Asian and Middle Eastern dish of spicy meat and fragrant rice. Now, there are a lot of popular theories on the origin of biryani. The most popular of all is it's a Persian dish, as the name biryani is derived from the word biryan, which means fried or roasted before cooking. And it could be true since biryani's popularity is spread throughout the Muslim world in some shape and form. So I conclude that no matter how many theories claim to know the origin of biryani, biryani was actually around for centuries. A popular dish among the Muslims, moving with them from civilization to civilization. Only it claimed its proper name and cooking style during the Mongol era. And also, you know, you actually have different cooking styles of biryani in very different ways. You get Hetra biryani, you get Iranian biryani, you get Bindi biryani, you get Mehman biryani, you get Bengali biryani, you actually get Calcutta biryani, you get Bombay biryani, you get Delhi biryani, and you get Surti biryani as well.
Yes, you do.
And like I said earlier, Mehman biryani as well. I'm not sure about the Cockney style of biryani. You do get Malay style biryani as well.
Okay. And then you get the Badshah biryani also, which is very nice. Mm-hmm. Even the India biryani.
The Pakistani biryani.
They use
biryani.
The Shan spice to make it, and it really comes out nice. Something different.
Something different indeed. That's the question we're asking you today is, what are your biryani cooking styles? So you can share that with us on SMS and WhatsApp. No live callers today, as we've got lots to discuss today. It's 082-565-8648 or tweet at Amara Radio Islam, or even on Instagram at Amara_Mullah. Well, let's begin with the recipes first. Like I said, we're sharing with you the recipes first. Then we're going to take you through a step-by-step guide on how to marinate and set your biryani. And the question is, begin with a chicken biryani.
Okay, for the chicken biryani, you need 3 cups of basmati rice. You boil it with salt, cinnamon sticks and jeero. Then you set it aside. You boil 1/2 cup masoor, and that you also drain and set aside. Then you take 1 chicken. You marinate it with 3 tablespoons of ginger garlic masala, 2 tablespoons of garlic masala, 1 teaspoon red chilies, 1 teaspoon arad, 1 tablespoon dry durna, 1 teaspoon of saffron crushed, 1/2 cup of lemon juice, 1 nice red tomato grated, 3 onions fried and crushed, 1/2 to 3/4 cups of thick yogurt, few whole green chilies, 3 to 4 potatoes cut and fried, 6 eggs boiled, and 1/2 teaspoon of saffron soaked in hot water. Now, for the method, you marinate your meat for about half an hour. In a pot, you make half cup of oil and ghee hot. You put a teaspoon of jeera on. And once it's hot, remove from stove and layer a little rice at the bottom with a little masoor. Then you add your marinated meat on top of your rice. Put the fried potatoes and the rest of the masoor. Set aside a little masoor for garnishing. Add your remaining rice on top with boiled eggs and masoor. Pour over the zafran water and steam on high, and then reduce your heat and let the biryani get done slowly for about an hour. Serve with dahi papad and salad. For your mutton biryani, the same method as above. The only thing is you have to marinate your meat overnight.
Mm. A very simple, easy recipe.
It is. And it really, really comes out very nice.
Okay. Let's repeat the recipe. This is for a chicken biryani. You will require 3 cups basmati rice. It has been boiled with salt, cinnamon sticks and jeera. You leave that aside. Then you boil a half a cup masoor and you drain it. Then you leave that aside. Now you take 1 chicken and marinate with 3 tablespoons ginger garlic masala, 2 tablespoons garlic masala, 1 teaspoon of red chilies, 1 teaspoon of arad, 1 tablespoon of dry dhania, 1 teaspoon of saffron crushed, 1/2 a cup of lemon juice, 1 ripe tomato, 3 onions fried and crushed, and 1/2 to 3/4 cups yogurt, that's your plain yogurt, a few whole green chilies, 3 to 4 potatoes that has been cut and fried, 6 eggs boiled, and 1/2 a teaspoon of saffron soaked in hot water. Now you marinate your meat for about half an hour. In a pot, make 1/2 cup oil and ghee hot. Then you put a teaspoon of jeera in, and once hot, remove from stove and layer a little rice at the bottom with a little masoor. Then add marinated meat on top of rice. Put the fried potatoes and rest of masoor. Set aside a little masoor for garnishing. Add remaining rice and top with boiled eggs and masoor. Pour over saffron water and steam on high. Then reduce heat and let biryani get done slowly for about an hour. Serve with your dahi, your papad and your salad. Now for mutton biryani, same as above, only leave meat to marinate overnight. Okay.
So a very simple, easy recipe, and I find that your ginger garlic and your garlic masala is slightly more to bring out the flavor of the biryani.
Yes, you see what happens when you add the yogurt, it sort of kills the flavor of the masala.
So that is why you have to add a bit of more masala in your biryani.
Okay. Now we share with you a fish biryani recipe, Auntie Kareja.
Okay, for the fish biryani recipe, you boil 3 cups of rice again, with salt, jeera, touch and set aside. You boil 1/2 a cup of masoor and you set aside. You take 1/2 a cup of green peas and it's 1 kilogram of fresh king clip or red fish. The choice is yours. Now for the masala for fish, it's 1/2 a cup of garlic, 1 cup of red whole chilies soaked in boiling water and drained, 1/2 cup lemon juice, 1 teaspoon salt, 1 teaspoon of arad, 2 tablespoons of dry dhania, and a few sprigs of curry leaves. You liquidize all this together and you marinate your fish with this masala. Then you take 3 onions, fry and leave aside, 3/4 cup of yogurt, a tomato, 1 cup of fish masala, salt, arad, dry dhania and fresh green chilies. 1/2 a teaspoon zafran soaked in hot water. You make a paste with the above ingredients. You fry the fish with a little oil on high heat, marinate in masala and set as for chicken biryani.
Very easy, and I think a fish biryani is always very tasty.
Yes, it is.
So for the fish biryani, the recipe is as follows. You boil 3 cups rice. You add salt, jeeru, tej, and set aside. Then you boil 1/2 cup of masoor, drain, and you set that aside. 1/2 cup green peas, and 1 kilo fresh king crab or red fish. Now the masala for the fish, it's 1/2 cup of garlic, 1/2 cup garlic, 1 cup red whole chili soaked in boiling water and drained. So it's 1 cup red whole chilies soaked in boiling water and drained, 1/2 cup lemon juice, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1 teaspoon of arad, 2 tablespoons dry dhana, a few sprigs curry leaves. You liquidize together and marinate fish with masala. Then you take 3 onions, fry and leave aside, 3/4 cup yogurt, 1 tomato, 1 cup fish masala, salt, arad, dry dhana, and fresh green chilies. 1/2 teaspoon saffron soaked in hot water. Make paste with above ingredients and you fry fish with a little oil on high heat. Marinate in masala and set as for chicken biryani. So a very simple, easy recipe indeed, Auntie Karita. That's the fish biryani recipe. Let's now share with the listeners an easy jerto recipe. Then we can come back to the step-by-step guide.
Okay. So for the easy jerto recipe, it's 1 cup rice. You either use testik or basmati rice. You boil with 1/2 teaspoon salt, pinch of arad, and 1/4 lemon. So in other words, you take a whole lemon, you cut it in 1/4 piece, and you add it to your water, and you let your rice get done completely. Then you drain. In the same pot, you add your rice with 1 cup of sugar, 3 tablespoons of ghee, whole ilachi, your tej, your cherries, your prunes, your badam, and you steam till the rice is done. And it's so easy. That's a very easy and simple, but it comes out really very nice.
In fact, it's a non-flop recipe. I've made it many times.
Did you? Hey?
Yes,
it does come out nice.
Really, indeed. So, the jerto recipe is as follows. It's 1 cup rice. It's testik or basmati. You boil with 1/2 teaspoon of salt and 1 pinch of arad. 1/4 lemon till completely done. And then you drain it. Now in the same pot you add rice with 1 cup sugar, 3 tablespoons ghee, whole ilachi, tej, cherries, prunes, badam, and steam till done and enjoy. It's very, very easy to make. All you're going to do is boil your testik rice.
The only thing is you must make sure your rice is totally cooked while boiling.
Okay, now what I did with the testik rice was I put it into the pressure cooker for 5 minutes only.
And it boils totally done.
Drain it out, put it into your pot. Put your sugar and your ilachi, your tej, your chilies, your prunes.
Yes, whatever you
and
want.
You just, yeah, and you just leave it on low to
on
steam.
Low to steam.
And excellent, indeed, yes. Let's now go for a very short break. When we come back, we're sharing with you a step-by-step guide on how to marinate, set and steam your biryani. Stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back to the cooking segment of the Household Express. Well, many of the listeners are sending me WhatsApp messages to say that even my daughter sent me, to say, Mom, no lights at home.
Oh.
So electricity is gone. Apparently, I think only extension 1 and 2 have. From extension 3 to 13, don't have. And not sure what's the problem, but they're busy working on the problem. So many of the listeners cannot listen in. But if you do have a Samsung phone, you can actually download the app. It's called TuneIn Radio. And you search for Radio Islam, and you can still listen in as well. Well, so sorry about that, but in our hands.
Gee.
And I think today's program, everybody wanted to listen to it so much, but Allah Ta'ala is the best of planners.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Auntie Karita, let's begin with the method of marinating your biryani. And whether it's now you're going to be using, is it best to use lamb or mutton?
Well, lamb is much more tender
mm-hmm.
because it's much younger, so it's best to use lamb instead of mutton.
Okay.
But then again, it's your choice.
Okay, and then also now, your meat, should your meat be cut into small pieces or big chunks?
No, you must have them a bit of big meat, because what happens in the biryani, it mustn't all tend to break, especially depending on what you're using. Chickens, normally, you must use a bit of, I don't say like 1.5 kilo of chicken, but at least a kilo chicken has to be, and you marinate it in there, and you'll see, and your meat must be cut in big, big pieces also. Not very small, because it will tend to break.
Okay, and then now you're going to wash your meat, drain it.
Now you
wash your meat, must be dry.
Importantly, you must drain your meat very nicely, and then you marinate it.
Okay, let's start off with marinating mutton. If you want your mutton to get tenderized a bit more, sometimes you have tougher meat, what can you add? Can you add zeal?
You can add zeal, or you can add a bit of meat tenderizer. Some people say even baking powder works very well.
Is that so?
A bit of baking powder in your meat. But I always prefer the meat tenderizer. And I find it really, it tenderizes the meat and it really cooks it very nicely.
Do you begin with your dry spices?
No. What I do is I take a dish and I make my whole marinade first.
Okay.
Like you put your crushed onions, your masalas, your lemon juice, your yogurt, everything, and you make a nice marinade out of it. And then you add your mutton to it, and you marinate it, and you leave it overnight. Especially mutton, you have to leave overnight. Or else you have to marinate it for at least about 5 to 6 hours.
But best overnight.
Best overnight, and it stays very nice in the fridge. And the next day you set your biryani.
And I think it's always good to use good quality spices.
Yes. Again, even when you're using yogurt, you have to use the best product. Like the thick yogurt comes out much nicer.
Many people actually use the Inkomas.
Yes.
Is that okay
to use?
That's
also okay to use. Again, it's your choice, whatever you prefer. But I always use yogurt to marinate my meat. And not too much also. Because it really takes the flavor away, the yogurt.
Mm-hmm.
That is why I put a bit of tomato to give it a nice gravy and the lemon juice. Lemon juice keep your meat intact.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
Now when it comes to the rice part.
Yes.
You know, you get so many different brands of basmati rice.
Exactly.
And I think basmati rice is ideal for biryani.
That is.
It's better than bimri rice.
Yes. But again, the choice is yours. There are people that don't like basmati rice and they prefer bimri rice. But then you have to be very careful when you're boiling your rice. Don't overboil it, because then it's going to go totally soft.
Mm.
Right? And you don't want that to happen. Now with basmati rice, you can go a little bit longer to the boiling and you won't have a problem
yes.
getting soft.
Mm-hmm.
It won't ever get soft.
And
like you said, you have to use the best quality of basmati rice for biryani. They actually sell it in Shamas. They got specially biryani rice.
Mm-hmm.
And it really works very well.
And you get different grains.
Yes, you
know?
Get the long grain, the short grain, whatever you want in the bus. This, you know, nowadays when you go to the shops, the variety of rice you get, I mean,
different
the olden days, you just used to get one bimri rice or basmati rice and that was it. But now on the market, there are so many hundreds of
different
rice.
Names.
You don't know what to buy.
Mm-hmm. And when it comes to frying your onions.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Make sure you drain out all the oil.
Yes, the water first.
Yes.
And then you drain it nicely. I mean, you fry your onion and you drain it very well. They normally, once your onions are fried, you can freeze it. It freezes very nicely in the freezer. I normally get fried onions ready already. Life is so convenient these days.
Indeed,
so
yes.
you get, and you won't believe how nice they crush, Amara.
Very, very nice, yes.
It's so beautiful, and you must just know how to. You can't fry onions very fast.
No, it has to be fried in a low, not a very high,
no,
but
not
a medium heat, yes.
Your onions must be nice and crispy
mm-hmm.
to crush it in your marinade.
Mm-hmm. Now when it comes to your masoor,
mm-hmm.
okay? Masoor, again, you get different types of biryani that actually have masoor and don't have masoor,
yes.
but masoor also gives a lot of flavor and taste to the biryani.
It does.
But again, it's your choice.
Again, nothing is better. I mean, no biryani is well biryani without masoor. You must put a bit of masoor. When I cook in my house, I definitely have to make one small pot for my husband, who does not eat at all masoor.
Masoor. And some people have a problem with the stomach
yes.
with the masoor.
Yes, it does cause a bit of
irritation. No, it does. Yes.
All that. So mm-hmm. you rather just don't do it if you don't want to.
Okay. Now you get different types of masoor.
Yes,
also.
You get
tell
the big masoor, you get the, that cooks very nicely. They normally use it in Durban, that big masoor.
Masoor, yes.
Yes, and that masoor is really very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get the small one also. We normally use the small masoor to boil, and it boils very quickly.
Very
again,
quickly.
That also you can prepare it before the time and freeze masoor. It stays very nice in
mm-hmm.
the freezer. So you can prepare that before the time.
Are there any tips on boiling masoor to remove all those wings and
you must just put a bit of hing or bicarb in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Now when it comes to your saffron,
mm.
or zaffron, how
yes.
would you marinate your meat with
you
it?
You see, your zaffron, you have to get it fine. You must make it a bit of like a powderish form when you're adding it into your marinade. But then when you're putting it in boiling water, just take a few strands and put it just to sprinkle on the top of your biryani. It's very simple, and
can
you have to put the saffron.
That enhances, that is basically your biryani.
Yes.
It's not biryani without
saffron.
Saffron. Mm-hmm.
So you have to use that. You just crush it finely and put it in your marinade.
Okay. Now let us go on to the chicken biryani. Chicken, of, you're going to use big pieces of chicken.
Yes.
You're going to marinate it the same way. Is there anything that you might add or subtract from your chicken marinade?
No, not really.
No.
It's the recipe I gave. It's the exact recipe for chicken biryani. And you just follow that and you'll find it's such a nice, really a nice recipe to follow.
Okay. So now once you've got your meat or your chicken already marinated in your dish.
Yes.
Now you've got your pot ready.
Yes. Right. Now again, remember when you're using your pot, you must use a nice thick base pot. Because biryani can touch very easily.
Mm-hmm.
And now you get people that put potato under. Lots of people put a little bit of thinly sliced potato.
Mm-hmm.
You cook it when you're making your oil and ghee hot in the
mm-hmm.
pot. They just slice it thinly and just fry it slowly. And then you start layering your biryani. So what happens when it sticks, the potato will stick but your rice won't stick.
Okay.
Gee.
And it's, I think it's also important to actually get a proper size pot.
Yes.
For
you must
the
now
that
use,
you make.
Yes. If you're using a two chicken biryani, you have to use a nice big size of pot because you can't squash your meat. It won't
no.
get done nicely.
No.
So you have to spread it nice and evenly out.
Okay. The recipe you shared with us, Antigritcha, how many people can actually eat from that?
From one chicken, about five people can eat. Easily.
Okay.
Five people can eat from one chicken.
Okay. Now you've got your pot in front of you. You've got your meat, you've got your rice, you've got your masoor,
yes.
you've got your fried potatoes. How do you go about setting your biryani
okay.
now?
Now, you know what? It's true. You have to work with a system and you must prepare everything before the time. Now you put your pot up to get hot. Your oil and ghee with your little bit of jeera in there. Once that is hot, then now you start layering your biryani. You add your little bit of rice, not too much of rice at the bottom, with a little bit of masoor. So in case it touches, the rice will get burnt, but not the meat. Then you layer all your meat on top of your rice.
Mm-hmm.
Once you layer the meat, then you add your fried potatoes, which you fried already, and your masoor. That's now the balance of the masoor. You don't have to use masoor. There are lots of people that use green peas also in their chicken.
Or mixed vegetables.
Or mixed
carrots.
Whatever you
mm-hmm.
want to. But a masoor with a biryani without masoor is not a biryani. But again, it's your choice.
Mm-hmm.
Then you layer the rice, the rest of the rice. And you just sprinkle a little bit of fresh, the crushed onions on top. And your little bit of masoor and you put your boiled eggs on top of the rice and you steam it.
Okay. Once again, boiled eggs are also optional.
Yes.
Now, at the bottom of the pot, let's go back to that. Some people actually spray it with spray and cook. Others
yes.
put foil.
Oil.
Others
yes.
rice, masoor, like how you said, potatoes. Even the magic liner works very well.
Really? Okay. I've
My
never
sister uses it. She said it works very well.
Okay. That totally it doesn't touch at all. Now, you see with the foil works also very well. But what happens sometimes when you're dishing out, then you tend to
pieces of
dish
foil.
The foil out.
Breaks out.
So that is one of the reasons I don't ever
can bit,
use
bit, bit embarrassing when you
yes.
work, because it's such a
yes.
fun foil food.
Yes, that
yes.
is.
And then another one also works for me, Auntie, that I tried it out is, you know when you're putting your meat down, you put a little bit of ghee in your oil.
Okay.
As you're layering, you put a little bit of ghee in oil. That really works wonders.
Is it, hey? Okay, I've never tried tried that method, so mm-hmm. I think I should do that, inshallah.
Try that out, yes. Now, okay, now you've set your biryani pot, your pot, everything. How do you seal it up? With a piece of foil?
Yes, there are people that use either a piece of a tablecloth or a piece of foil, or else they put the imam, the stove that they normally use, they seal, they actually put it on the pot so it's the steam does not escape.
Mm-hmm.
And then remember something, when you're steaming your biryani, you add about half a cup of water.
You add the water?
In the rice, and then you steam it first on high. Once you see the rice is now starting to steam, you switch it on medium and let it steam slowly for about an hour.
Is it best to steam it in the oven or stovetop?
First, you must steam it for a while on the stove, and then you can push it in the oven for a while, for at least about 15 to 20 minutes. You must leave it on the stove so it just starts getting a nice steam, and then you push it into the oven. And one thing, the oven is very safe. It will never touch in the oven.
Mm-hmm.
It won't touch. So your rice, your chicken, your meat, everything will steam nicely. And you have to steam it for at least about an hour.
Mm-hmm. How would you do the same method for when you're making a big amount of biryani?
Yes.
Like in those big, big pots, or even a deg for that matter?
Yes. The deg, I'm not very sure, but a big pot, the exact same method. You have to set it up the way I told you, and you steam it in the same manner, on high for a while, and then you lower it, so it steams very nicely.
Even you steam a Josco stove.
Yes. Normally, what happens? The Josco stoves and the gas stoves do have a plate,
Yes.
Like a silver plate, mm-hmm. where you'll be more safer to put that on and then steam your rice, so it won't touch.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How long would mutton biryani basically take to steam?
Mutton will take a bit longer, maybe about an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm definitely sure it will get cooked, because if you marinated your meat the night before, you know what? The steaming period is much quicker.
Chicken will be maybe an hour.
Maybe even less. Today the chickens are so tender, in less than an hour you get a nice biryani.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's go to our feedback on WhatsApp and SMS. This one says, Salam Sister Maraj Sakra, for a very learning program. I'm 64 years and not a good cook with your recipes. I've learned so much and my cooking has improved. Please, if educator can also give the vegetable biryani recipe, will appreciate it so much, and do keep up with the good work. Well, keep going from strength to strength, and you also sound such a wonderful, caring person. JazakAllah for your dua, sister, and those lovely words as well. Meaning to that as well, a vegetable biryani and creator, very interesting, yes?
Uh-huh. You see, the vegetable biryani, again, it's your choice what you want to use the mm-hmm. vegetable biryani. The most important thing is, of course, your potato, your carrots, your green peas, your brinjals. But now again, you have to marinate it in green masala.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, they use green masala for vegetable biryani. You add your yogurt and everything, and you layer it also in the same manner as your chicken biryani. But again, you must choose your vegetables.
So Indian vegetables.
Indian and English. You can mix it together.
Mm-hmm.
You put baby marrows, you can put corn inside. Again, it's entirely up to you.
How you
and
want.
You make your marinade the way you make. You put your masala in, you put your little bit of sour milk and your lemon juice also. And you marinate it the same manner. But instead of red masala, you use green masala.
Now when it comes to fish biryani, same method, only thing you have to fry your fish to get it a bit firm.
Yes.
And it's quite important. Yes. You have to fry your fish first.
And you have to fry your fish on a high temperature, because you have to quick fry the fish, just for it not to break. And you know what, you don't get that smell.
Mm.
Sometimes that after smell when you don't fry the fish gets to you. So that is why they say you must always quick fry it for a little while, and then you marinate your fish. And you'll see the difference. Now here the secret is the limri in the masala. You know what, that flavor is just something different.
And your masala sounds really tasty.
No, it is.
Because you've got lots of garlic in it. So if you go buy the masala for the fish, I've actually highlighted that, I've actually bolded it as well,
uh-huh.
so you can see the recipe for the fish masala. And the same fish masala can use for any other fish as well.
Yes, you can use it for any, even just to marinate your ordinary normal fish if you want to have a fish curry or whatever. This is the same masala you use.
Okay. What about the prawn biryani?
Well, again, prawn biryani is the same method as the fish biryani.
You need to fry up prawns a bit.
It's actually not necessary.
Not necessary.
No. You don't have to steam it or anything. You just marinate it with the masala. And you also layer it step by step.
And Anikita, is it a myth or a misconception? If you use more onions, you get more masala.
I think no.
It's the same,
no. No, it's not. There is no such a thing.
Mm-mm.
Because you must remember, if you're using one chicken, you must always remember it's at least about 3 onions you need for one chicken.
Mm-hmm.
So that's about 1 kilo of mutton. Also, you need about 3 onions. That's basically the normal rate.
Okay. This sister says the bottom potatoes in biryani pot is so yummy, my kids fight for it.
Yes, I agree fully with her. Because you know what? It gets so nice and crispy. They're actually crispy potatoes under.
Okay. All right. This one says, the best biryani I ate was by my aunt, Hava, the editor of the Ahusta magazine. She makes biryani like Tiegwan. Oh, yes. Sister Hava is a good friend of mine indeed. Yes. So, Sister Hava, we need to taste your biryani.
Yeah.
Jazakallah for sharing that. And, all right. Sister Jamila Manju from Pietermaritzburg says, I make big pots of biryani often and I use only the Wonder Bag for steaming.
Oh.
It keeps biryani moist and food hot. If you're not sure exactly what time your visitors are coming, perfect save electricity and won't dry out your biryani. It also adds extra tenderness to potatoes and meat. So what a wonderful message. What a lovely tip indeed. That's the Wonder Bag.
Fully agree.
Yes. The Wonder Bag indeed, yes. And so it's actually good to actually purchase a Wonder Bag,
yes,
you know.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Then, well, so many listeners are so disappointed.
They did not listen
because there's no electricity, but it's not in our hands. Allah Ta'ala knows best indeed. Yes, so also, it's already 5 to 11. Auntie Kareja, let's just go on to another. Now, we said, okay, this listener wants to know, do you have a recipe for sweet lassi?
Sweet lassi? It's just normal. We have to use, again, a good yogurt and ice and sugar. And you have to just liquidize it for a little while and you put it in your glass and you can flavor it now with whatever you want to. But the basic thing is just normal. Even in Kumar's works very nice. Your ice must be crushed and you put a bit of sugar and you just liquidize. Just give it a small spin, not very long. And you serve it in your glass, ice cold. Oh, it's the best thing in summer.
This heat. Mm-hmm. Then, let's just quickly go on to just a few minutes, you know, do's and don'ts of making your biryani. I think it's important to use a thick base vessel,
yes.
A thick base pot, okay?
Yes.
Then also, like we said, marinating your meat, using the fried onions as well. And it's not actually fried onions, it's also basically juice, right? And then also to use good spices.
Yes.
A good, nice spice.
Yes, your spices has to be the best.
Mm-hmm. And then use ghee, proper ghee.
That's what I only do. You have to use, that is why biryani is a bit of a luxury food, because you have to use the best of ingredients.
Okay. Then they say, don't use raw onions. It's best, raw onions will take your whole flavor away.
No, it will. You see, the onions are too strong, so it will take all your flavor away.
Okay. What about using, must you use rough salt or fine salt?
Again, you know what, it depends what you're comfortable with. In my house, I can never use rough salt. I'm always a fine salt person, so I only use fine salt.
For rice, I use rough salt.
Mm-hmm.
I put maybe a handful, even for marinating biryani.
Okay.
Rough salt. So basically, I just adjust it.
Okay.
I rather put less than rather more.
Yes.
Yes.
Now, normally, if you're using for one chicken, you need about a teaspoon of salt.
Mm.
Or if you have more salt, just 1.5 teaspoon. Not more than that in fine salt.
Okay. Then also we said, now don't use too much of sour milk.
Yes.
Because it takes away the flavor of meat and the spices.
You can't get too much of sour milk.
Now, what happens if you find your biryani comes out too dry?
You didn't eat enough masalas to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Your lemon juice wasn't enough. Tomato, again, keeps it nice and moist.
Okay.
Some people even use tomato puree in there.
Yeah, this one says, Salams, how do you keep biryani wet? I don't like it dry.
Tomato puree or tomato?
Okay. Then this one says, why does a lot of water come out of biryani so it takes long to burn off?
You see, your chicken or your mutton is not drained properly, so this is the problem you might have.
Okay. Well, we've come to the end of a lovely program, very informative. I learned so much about making biryani. I'd like to thank you for the recipes as well and for sharing with us, taking us to a step-by-step guide on how to marinate, set and steam your biryani. Well, inshallah, we're going to request for this program to be repeated again, as many of the listeners out there from Extension 3 and 13 don't have electricity and they actually missed out on today's program. But I think during the evening, late evening, there is repeats going out, so you can always, and it's also available on podcast, so you can listen on podcast as well. So from me, Amara, inshallah, back with you on Tuesday at between 2 and 3 p.m. on the Women's Weekly, and inshallah, next week, Al-Kreja, back with the household expression.
Inshallah.
So for those who want the recipes, go on to our website, that's radioislam.co.za. If you don't have access to internet, call Sister Faiza, who is always willing to help you. It's 011-854-7022. From Myanmar and Antigua Prime,
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.